Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to the Most High God. Today we're going to be taking a look at Psalm 46. Amen, God's people. And the Word of God reads, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged. The kingdoms were removed. He uttered his voice and the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah, come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Selah. Amen. Hallelujah. So powerful there. As we meditate upon his word, we see that God is our refuge in times of trouble. No matter whatever is going on in the present state of this world, that we can just rely on God. He teaches us patience. He declares it through his word. Be still and know that I am God. So we should not be troubled, though the world may be troubled, right? Though chaos could be all around you. We should be rejoicing knowing that we have an almighty, an all-powerful God. Amen. Hallelujah. He ceases wars. Amen. He does the miraculous. We're dealing with an awesome God, a glorious God. There is no limitation to his power. Amen. This is the God that we serve. Let us rejoice knowing that he is for us. Amen. See, we are the children of the Most High God. You know, it's so often that people are moved by the trouble all around them. And it's natural to do so. When we are moved by our emotions, by the natural man. But the thing is that we should do is that we, in those moments, and those moments of discomfort, and those moments of distress, when chaos is all around you, it is time to hand it over to the Lord. It is in those moments that we press on to God, that we cry out to him, that we hand over our will to his will and realize that he is our Father and that he is capable of doing the miraculous. Amen. Amen, God's people. Let us be still and know that he is God. Let us have the confidence, though, even in the troublesome times, that we know that he is there for us. Amen. Amen, God's people. But as I say, it's in those moments that we can cry out and we can take comfort in the hands of our Father, knowing that he is there for us in those troubling times. But they won't last forever. But I tell you what will last forever. The love of God. Amen. And he loves us dearly. Amen. Unconditionally. With his agape love. He loved us before the foundations of the earth. Before we were ever woven inside our mother's womb. He loved us. Amen. And that's something beautiful to ponder upon. No matter whatever that you're facing, no matter whatever storm, that we could rely on God, that he is the anchor of our hope, that he will be there for us always. Amen. Because he loves us. I love you in Christ. It's been Chaplain Garza, Street Evangelist.